Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Oh my goodness. Hello friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, lots of news, lots of distractions going on with Queen Elizabeth II. Oh my goodness, all the people in the country just mourning the loss of Queen Elizabeth. Oh, posting posts such as, "For me, the life of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is an inspiration and an anchor in my life." Really? That's absolutely astounding. Is that the fruit of this queen? Absolutely not. Queen Elizabeth II, "I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all the day, and that brings, and to put my trust in God." Really? What God? I'm curious. The Bible tells us in Luke 7:35 that the children are justified by wisdom. Wisdom is justified by their children. Luke 7:35. And when we look at her son, wasn't he just busted with Jeffrey Epstein? He's a pedophile. Yeah. Do you remember the whole thing that went down with Princess Diana? Do you remember how she was killed inside of a, well, conveniently killed inside of a tunnel in England, and she yet continuously screamed out for help the best way that she could, saying that sooner or later the M15 is going to kill me? Why? Because she was exposing what was going on in the Queen's house. Oh, Bradley, that's just theory. I know. All of you that keep adhering yourself to theory, how's that working out for you? All my conspiracy theories have come true. They've all come true now. Will you hand me some more, please? Because all of the stuff that we have been warned over and over and over again, the people on a global basis continues to reject the Word of God, and they keep submitting to what? The tyrants. I guess that's where they feel best, right? Matter of fact, there was a post this morning that said Stockholm Syndrome, and it shows a picture of Queen Elizabeth. And it says a psychological phenomenon in which hostages express empathy and have positive feelings towards their captors, sometimes to the point of defending them. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, folks. I remember when George Bush, when he passed away, all the Christian comments that were made about George and his lifestyle and how good of a man he was. No, 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 folks. Read Scripture. It tells us in the book of John 15:19 that the world will love its own. The Bible tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Also keep in mind that history is written by men who hung heroes, and who has hung heroes more than the people that we're highlighting even now? Matter of fact, even going back over to George Bush Sr., if you talk to some of the whistleblowers in the CIA and the FBI, the good guys in those agencies, they would tell you that George Bush was the evilest of men. They used to call him Evil Poppy. The evilest man on the planet. But the American people, because Georgie said he was a Christian, not knowing his history at all, look into Prescott Bush and look to his son September 11th, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Who has that worked for, those crises? Remember, it was Georgie that kept saying, out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Out of chaos. They're the ones creating the chaos. And don't you think for one moment that Queen Elizabeth is any different. She's a political figure, just like the Pope is a political figure, just like so much of this other stuff. Even Joe Biden, that's all he is. Treasonous Joe is nothing but more than a political figure doing what he's told to do. That's all. Okay? So let's keep our eyes open, judge these men by their fruit, and keep in mind that, again, we are to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. But what I want you to keep before you is 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of what? Darkness? Nope. Not darkness, but of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of what? Righteousness. That's how they sell themselves. That's what they say. But do you judge them by what they do? That's more important. Okay? And it says that therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their what? To what they do, their works, not by what they say. Just wanted to make clear. Oh, speaking of Satan, it's interesting because he's using all of his little minions, and they're hiding nothing any longer. Did anybody pay attention to what the Newsweek just reported most recently? Just listen carefully. And this is coming from a foreigner in America, Fatima Khalid. That is the name. Biden monkeypox advisor accused of, listen carefully, accused of being a Satanist by right-wing critics. I didn't know that there was a right-wing position when it comes to the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. I thought we were all ruled by law. No, but this is how you divide and conquer, and nobody does it better than the minions and the useful idiots and the CIA-controlled media, do they? No, that's all a fact. We all know that that's true. And again, keep in mind, 94% of the American people don't believe them. But let's get over to the new appointee by Treasonous Joe. The Newsweek reported right-wing critics have called Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, the White House National Monkeypox Response Deputy Coordinator, a Satanist for having the pentagram tattooed on his chest. Okay. See, folks, what they want you to do is they want you to deny what it is that you see. They want you to deny the tangibility of what is right in front of your face. They want you to deny what you see, and they want you to deny what you hear if it contradicts their narrative. And that's exactly what they're doing here once again. Now, they said again, the Newsweek did, that the Biden monkeypox advisor is accused of being a Satanist by right-wing critics. He has a pentagram on his chest. Well, that means he's a Satanist. Well, just like most believe, and not in all cases, but when someone wears a cross on their chest, that usually sends the message that they are Christians, right? Yeah, exactly. But again, they want you to deny what you see and what you hear if it conflicts with their narrative. I want you to see this if you're on social media platforms. This is the new appointee by Joe Biden. This is what they said, that we're accusing him of being a Satanist. But what does he have to say? Well, go ahead and check it out for yourself. I got to take this slow. He's in the circle of a pentagram with an upside down cross in it. He's playing with a Ouija board. Okay, he's worshiping Satan inside of that pentagram, and then he's got 666, which is the number of man, on his website. Then Satan is waiting on his website. A picture of Christ hanging on a cross on his chest, right before his pentagram, and then the Satanic Temple. But we're not to judge him by what he exhibits, I guess, right? He's a Satanist. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to go on social media platforms, I want to show you some things here. If you're not driving around, if you're listening to one of our 157 affiliates across the country, please take the time, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go up to that top page, subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, S-O-N-S. Go to the top of that page, go to SOL Radio Live, and join us on that live feed. And I want to show you some things here, friends. You can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And if you want to call in and make a comment, whatever it may be, if you want to contend, that's great. If you want to just bring something to the table, that's fine, too. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about how the new hire concerning that of Treasonous Joe in the People's White House, Luke 22:48, Article 3, Section 3. His name, this is bizarre, Newsweek and the New York Times both did a piece on him, but Newsweek posted an article that stated, Biden monkeypox advisor accused of being Satanist. Accused of. No, he's proclaiming to the world that he's a Satanist, okay? But they're just trying to create more chaos and more tension as they further and incrementally create this domestic insurrection that they're so busy trying to create in the sense of bringing forth an eruption, creating civil war. That's the bottom line. By the way, it's a biblical promise. It's found in Psalm 9, 16, and 17. The Lord said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. And it's exactly what these people that you're listening to are doing their best in inciting. And I'm talking about civil war. There's no question, again, about what's going on here. But it reported that Biden's monkeypox advisor accused of being Satanist by right-wing critics. Again, I want to bring in this, bring this into the narrative that there is no far right position when it comes to the U.S. Constitution, no more than there's a far left position. That's created to divide. Mark 3:25. Jesus warned of this. But this guy's name, Dr. Dmitry Daskalakis, bizarre name. He's the White House National Monkeypox Response Deputy Coordinator, a Satanist for having the pentagram tattooed on his chest. Well, folks, when people wear, as I said during the first segment, a cross on their chest, that means they're trying to share with everybody their faith. Well, what's the difference between a Christian that wears a cross and a Satanist that wears a pentagram? Absolutely nothing. They're just trying to stir it up, folks. That's all they're trying to do. Because the people keep listening to their narrative. Guess what? You're adding strength to tyranny when you continuously turn them on. It's time to turn them off. But I want you to go to social media platforms, and I want you to see this guy, Dimitri Daskalakis. That's his name, okay? And I want you to see for yourself if he is what he wants everybody to know, okay? Here you go. Check this out. I'll narrate. He's at the White House right now giving a press release. Then the next picture shows, this is, of course, for the 157 affiliates. The next picture shows him inside of a circle with another man inside of a pentagram, okay, worshiping, obviously, the devil. Then it goes on and shows him messing around with the Ouija board with another girl with a hat on that says monster and him giving a devilish look. And then it goes on and shows a picture of the crucifixion upside down inside of a pentagram. And then he brings forth the number. These are all on his website, by the way. Then he brings forth 666. And by the way, that is found in Revelation 13, 16 through 18. And what does that say? It says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell except, the word is saved in the King James Version, that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his own name. Here is wisdom, verse 18, Revelation 13. Here is wisdom. Let him that understand or hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Well, this is what's on his website. He's not denying it. He's promulgating his message. He's broadcasting it to the world that he's a Satanist. Okay? What's next here for this new appointee? Then he's got posted Satan is waiting on his website. Then he's got a picture of Christ. He's mocking Christ, of course, up towards his chest. And then he has another post where it says Satanic, the SatanicTemple.tv. This is the new appointee by none other than Joe Biden. Okay, so if it's not a man dressed as a woman that he's appointing, now he's appointing blatant Satanists. And then it shows another picture of this guy that is daring the justice of God with another tattoo of a pentagram on his chest. Okay, so he's not hiding it. Then it goes on and shows us through the New York Times, Health Goth. They gave him all the attention he needed. Health Goth, when darkness and gym rats meet. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And then it goes at the very end. It shows a picture of Joe Biden basically introducing this individual as his new appointee over monkeypox. Of course, keep in mind, it's all created, folks, just like AIDS was. And then it says, we'll steal your soul. This is what it says. We'll steal your soul. Biden's monkeypox Spox has a penchant for pentagrams, occultism, and Satanism. So I didn't see anywhere where this was an accusation. This is a proclamation from the very man, the minion of hell, John 8:44, that is being put into position to do the things that he's doing. So he's not hiding anything. So, again, I could reach out, just like I do every time they attack me. I could reach out to Fatma Khaled, that wrote the article, accusing right-wing critics of calling this individual for who he claims to be. And I'm sure he wouldn't call me back, no more than the rest of them do, because that's all they want to do is set the narrative for the people to believe their lies. That's it. Nothing more and nothing less. Isn't that crazy? So all of that stuff that we were hearing about Satanism and what they're trying to do and what they've been doing for decades in this country, folks, it's right in front of your face. Right in front of your face. Speaking of which, how many times has Disney been called out? Changing topics, but just bringing forth a manifestation of the truth, because Luke 12:2 tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made manifest. Well, it's happening again. Just recently, Disney was called out for their workers and their affiliations and employees concerning child trafficking, sting operations. Okay? Well, that wasn't too long ago. And by the way, I think this is the third time that I've been aware of the fact that they've been busted. And every time they do these sting operations, they get 100, 200 individuals that are arrested. Well, once again, Sheriff Grady Judd is having to make another announcement about rounding up more than 100 people in human trafficking operations. Remember a couple weeks ago, I highlighted Matt Gaetz, who was appointed as the fox in the chicken coop to go ahead and grill one of the executives over at Disney for illegally surveilling children in their parks. Oh, by the way, I also told you that Matt Gaetz, who is one of the new heroes for the conservatives of the day, look up the definition and you'll understand nothing could be further from the truth, but Matt Gaetz is under investigation for human trafficking. Okay? But interestingly enough, folks, another Disney employee is among the fish caught in the net, including 160 others that were arrested. Even teachers were busted. I warned of this 15 years ago. I said when they started to push the gay agenda and the American people believed that they were actually the victims rather than the ones holding the spear rather than the shield, I told them they're coming for your children. Oh, I was crazy. I was a bigot. I was a liar. I was this, that, and the other thing. Well, is it true, friends? Look what they did to Boy Scouts. Look at all the settlements and the millions upon millions of dollars concerning all those victims of those sodomites that were laying for their children. Oh, my goodness, folks. I warned that it was going to happen in the schools, too. The teachers were going to make prey of the children. Now we're hearing it all day long as if to suggest this is normal. And don't you dare sit back there and say, well, these are the end times. No, the end times are coming upon us because you fail to deal with the enemy. And I highlighted that on yesterday's show. Okay, it's time to judge, America. It's time to use the Lord's words, the judge's words, in dealing with criminals by enforcing the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Amos 5:15, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Read them when you get a moment. This is insane. Deputies said the arrest for Fall Hall 2 included school teachers that were trafficking children in Florida, a state corrections officer, and a Disney employee. 26 of those charges were said to be married men, and 15 of the arrests involved people from outside of Florida. One of these out-of-state arrests included a deputy police chief from Georgia that was trafficking children, Jason DePrima, who allegedly tried to hire an undercover detective pretending to be a prostitute with $180 and a pack of White Claw. Folks, look what's going on. And again, why does the devil aim at the children? Because the children are the model of heaven, of course. And what does Jesus say if you dare touch one of his children? Exodus 22, he said he'd kill you with a sword. He also said in Luke 17, too, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. But they want to see if God really means what he says.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thanks, guys. Before we get to the next topic, we're going to take Ken from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Ken. What say you?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, the name is Chance, by the way. Bradley, you know, in a day and age when there's a church on practically every corner in this country, I can only come to the conclusion that they're not doing their jobs because Christians cannot discern good from evil at this point. There's something drastically wrong with the churches. There's got to be. Who else can you lay the blame on? Would you agree with that, Bradley?
Well, go to Ezekiel 44:23. It's exactly what the Lord says. We are, as Christians, priests, kings and priests, as it tells us in the book of the Old Testament and in the New Testament. I'm thinking of the book of Peter right now, that we are to make distinction between that which is holy and defiled. You're exactly right, but I can tell you exactly why it's happening. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It tells us that in the Old Testament. And there's too many people that are going around calling themselves Christians, and yet they don't even know the Word of God. And yet that's the first prerequisite found in John 7:17, that you must know my doctrine. They don't know the Word of God. They've never studied to show themselves approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:15. But they want to go around and tell the world that they're Christians as they act just like the devil. You're exactly right.
See, Bradley, this is why I do not go to these churches. I don't believe in organized religion. I read my Bible and I pray, but I will not step foot in these. And what is the point? It's like going to a school where they don't teach you. You're not being fed in these churches anymore. And it's a very sad predicament that we are in. And it's not only here, it's all over the world, I would presume.
Mm-hmm.
But it is sinful. It is sinful to see this. Thank you for taking my call, Bradley.
Of course, I totally appreciate it, Kent. And it's totally true. I'm sorry, that's what they wrote up on the screen for me to see, my friend. So I don't know if it was Shant or what it was, but do forgive me. I'm just reading what was posted. It's totally true. And, you know, here's the thing. There's another side of this, because those that fail to honor God in their lives the way that we are called to and commanded to by the Lord, Matthew 5, 16 and 17, read it when you get a moment. God is glorified by our good works, and we do good works because we're saved. We don't do the good works to get saved, right? Because we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, Ephesians 2, 8. You know, it's been said that the greatest explosion of atheism on the world, or on the planet, is because of Christians. Well, that's not true. The atheist, which there would be no such thing as an atheist if there was no God. It's interesting because these people want to take the scientific impossibility and say everything was created by nothing. It's just insane. It's the oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry. But what they want to do is they want to accuse Christians of what they are guilty of, and all the more. See, the problem with those that say the greatest reason for the atheist to explode worldwide population-wise is because of Christians. No, it's because they're failing to read the same Bible that the hypocrite that calls himself a Christian fails to read. What an opportunity. This is how I look at it. What an opportunity we have. While they're weak, we need to be all the more stronger. While they're lazy, we need to be all the more diligent. Oh my goodness, folks. Everywhere we look, we can see opportunity if you see it through the eyes of the Most High God and the faith given unto us by Jesus. Hebrews 12:2. So, again, I agree. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Absolutely. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. Christians don't even know who they believe because they don't know his word. And yet the Bible's very clear that he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments in 1 John 2:4 is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And then when you take the time to read 1 John and 2 John and 3 John, we find that this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Whoa! Whoa, Bradley, I was always told that we didn't have to do none of that because it was always done for us. Yeah, but the Bible tells us when Jesus said it is finished, that means all transference of power is now given over to his church, and we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. For what purpose? To seek and to save that which is lost. Luke 19:10. And didn't Jesus say in Matthew 4:19 that if you follow me, he said, I will cause you to become fishers of men. If you are not fishing for men, it's because you yourself are not saved. It's that simple. And yes, it's true that we are supposed to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Don't just know a little bit about it. Don't just take the hireling's word, John 10:12, from the pulpit that's trying to tell you story after story or make historical points, which is sometimes are good if it's blended in with a testimony. But if there's no testimony, what are they doing? They're preaching a dead letter. It's the Spirit that giveth life. And keep in mind, the Bible is clear when it tells us in Acts 5:32 that the Lord gives unto the obedient ones the Holy Ghost. And therein lies our witness right there as to what he does through us from that point on. Let's go to the next the point that I want to make here. I hit on it just a little bit. And it's very aggravating because we're hearing a lot about this climate change going on, right? Climate change. No, it's just another created narrative to create chaos, to bring in more control by taxing people on a global basis to believe their lies that have been exposed over and over and over and over again. I'm thinking of Ecclesiastes, and I'm also thinking of Psalm 119. And what am I thinking of? Well, here, I'll give you the first one. For Ecclesiastes 1:4 tells us, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. It abideth forever, right? Okay, so if I go over to Psalm 119, what does it tell me there? This one's very well done as well. Your faithfulness. Okay, so the Lord hasn't changed. Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13:8. Read them. This falls into context as to what we're talking about right now in this conversation. When you read Psalm 119, verse 90, what does it tell us? It tells us that in King James, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. That would be us. Thou hast established the earth. He did, right? And it abideth. You know, these geniuses that want to, and I kid you negative, that want to tax cow vapors. I'm not kidding you folks. Cow farts, right? And you can laugh at it, but this shows you the mental instability in the sickness of these reprobates that mean to, by force, tax people on a global basis to continuously control their lives. Just think about this. How many times have they been exposed for their lies? And what's even worse is they want to control your life, and yet they can't even control their own. And here's another point to make. What, all of a sudden, the likes of an Al Gore and others, now all of a sudden there's this new emergency of climate change, and if we don't deal with it, well, this is what's going to happen? Yep, fear is always what's used to control the masses, along with emergencies. Slow your roll. Why? Because patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And if you consider those that are constantly promulgating these lies, Americans, inundating you with lies, it's the same people that have been busted for their lies and their scandals. And how many times, I ask, do they need to be caught lying before you figure out that they're liars and you need to deal with them lawfully, right? Here, scientists can't tell us where a hurricane will make landfall tomorrow. But they can predict the climate in 100 years to the very 0.17 degrees. Folks, let's be realistic. And here's another thing to think about before I show this to you. I'm going to bring up Paul Harvey real quick. Isn't it also interesting? They have Doppler radar. They can literally watch the clouds and the formation of what's going on in the weather patterns. The meteorologists, at least in the state of Minnesota, are 98% wrong, even with Doppler radar. Folks, there's been times where it's going to be a beautiful day out and it's raining, they said, right? It's going to be beautiful, but then it ends up raining. Then there's times where they say it's going to rain, and then before you know it, it starts, or they say it's going to be nice and sunny out, then it starts to rain. Or it's going to rain, and then it's nice out. Folks, whoa! If you're confused, it's because they're confused. They get paid to guess. And what does this add to? Confusion. Let me add this as well. And I'm thinking of Colossians right now. This is just coming to me right now. When you look at Colossians, we are not to be taken by those that are caught up into science in pulling it away in making it about them rather than God. Real science, by the way, science is the study of creation. What is happening today is scientists are discovering what God created, then they're removing God, and then they're taking the discovery that God created unto themselves by warring against God. That is not real science. They want you to believe their lie rather than the truth. Real science always it always allies itself with the Creator. And what we're seeing today is it's warring against the Creator, and they've been exposed 1,000 times, literally, for lying. Over and over and over and over again. I want to play this for you really quick. This is Paul Harvey. And then I'm going to give you that scriptural reference in just one moment, who warned back in 1992, again, as to what you're seeing here in America. And I want to play this for you, and I'm just waiting for this to come back up. And here we go. And I don't, folks, I don't know what's going on here. But I have, for some reason or another...
Had to do with global warming.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm ozone.
Remember Paul Harvey? The famous Paul Harvey? Listen to this. Listen to what he says.
The day of...
I'm gonna have to hold up on this until the other side. It's real short. And then I'm going to play some more audio video for you concerning the globalists and the Al Gores. And how people still haven't learned from the fact that these are criminals setting another narrative to further enslave them by taxing them for the unthinkable in so many different ways. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Folks, we are going to get to the main topic. I have you for 2 hours today, Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
For 2 hours today, we're on the first hour still, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch what I'm going to show you right now, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, 1-866-582-9933. We're just exposing these frauds for who they are, okay, because you're hearing much of climate change today. It tells us in Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. You know what philosophy is, by the way, don't you? James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, he said it best. Philosophy is men using big words, and they can't explain it. And he said they can't explain it because they themselves don't understand it. Exactly. Exactly. They're so smart, they don't even know what they're sharing with you, right? They want to go above your heads. They want to create all these weird words. And then they want to control you that way. And then they want to give themselves credit or accredit themselves with some sort of diploma as to suggest that they are smarter than the rest of us, right? And the fact of the matter is they don't even know how to tell the truth. So what are they good for? Absolutely nothing. The Bible tells us in Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And the wisdom of this world, friends, in 1 Corinthians talks about how the Lord said, is foolishness in the sight of God. It is. He said he'll take the wise in their own craftiness. If you would just pay attention as to how they try to put it together in the face of the Word of God, in the light of the Word of God, you're going to see all their holes and their lies. This is the problem with man. Christ is the standard, man is not. Christ is the standard, man is not. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain, empty, worthless deceit after the tradition of what? Men. After the rudiments of this world and not after Christ. That's Colossians 2:8. 1 Timothy 6:20 also came to my aid. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain, worthless babblings and oppositions of silence or science falsely so called. In other words, if it doesn't align to the word of God, it's false science. It's false. Let's get over to Paul Harvey here. Listen to what he had to say in 1992. Here we go again.
Today,
yeah.
Headline Hungry Media. A recent crisis of the month had to do with global warming.
Hey, did you hear what he said? A recently crisis of the month. They're all created most of the time. Easy. It's created to keep you in a state of warfare. Our forefathers warned us of this stuff, friends. A continued state of warfare no country can endure. This is how they're overthrowing you. Right?
Ozone hole is opening up over the United States, we were told. The effects of which were already measurable in an increase in skin cancer. On the contrary, destroying chlorine around the polar vortex has been declining since January.
Declining, huh?
A major objective of a recent shuttle mission was to determine the scope and scale of the so-called ozone hole, and the silence since has been deafening from those whose livelihood depends on creating crises. Recent data
creating crises.
Upper Atmosphere Research Satellites affirms that any problem is less. It's not greater. Ozone levels fluctuate all of the time, partly because of volcanic activity and solar flares. But MIT's Technology Review has made an exhaustive study of worldwide ocean temperatures since 1851, has concluded that there appears to have been little or no global warming over the past century. In fact, the net rise in world surface temperature during the last century, which was about
1%. Wow. Is that what you're hearing from the mainstream media? Nope. We got to create another one. Now they're going after your kids and they're trying to brainwash them with this new plandemic. Right? Well, you know what? I hit this stuff right away. I just did a video not too long ago. And by the way, if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live, and you can watch all these videos. I have hundreds of them up. Addressing the issues and bringing resolve to what we deal with today. And I'm not saying I got everything covered, but I'm getting there. At least I feel sound about it as far as bringing closure to what it is that we deal with it. And the answers are always found in the Word of God. Okay? I want you to check this out because I did this some time ago, and I'm going to play it out. And again, I want you to see and pay attention to the players in the climate change and the ridiculousness as to which they're promulgating.
Going from bad to worse. Al Gore's global warming message to an audience in Washington, D.C. The survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk. And even more, if more should be required, the future of human civilization is at stake.
Yeah. Always fear.
Now, folks, when I hear the deep concerns of those who are fear-mongering on the behalf of ill-designing men concerning the topics that they are, in fact, creating merely to add more tax to further and oppress and control the people, I have to say it's astounding to the degree and to the lengths that men will go to control the lives of other men. Now, one of those topics, of course, is global warming. That's all I have to say is give me a break. I mean, think about this. What did the Lord do before they arrived on the scene? Everything's been in perfect flow as created for over 6,000 years, and now for some reason or another, everything on this earth is somehow now changing and must be quickly addressed. Scripture is clear in Ecclesiastes 1:4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. Do you remember when Washington's con men and con women were attempting to throw global warming onto Americans? It seemed fit for the Lord to give witness when record-setting massive snow fell during the same exact period.
Yep. Lord
the
didn't
Washington
leave himself
Post,
without
in
witness.
Fact, reported during that time what the massive snowfall in Boston tells us about global warming. The snowfall in Boston's lately is simply insane, with all-time records for snow within a 14 to 20 inches, all within 30 days. It's kind of funny how that works, isn't it?
Luke 12:2.
Furthermore, inconsistent, wavering, contradicting meteorologists and scientists cannot even accurately tell you what the weather will be like this afternoon or tomorrow. Yet some folks want you to give ear to those who want to tell you what's going to happen to the earth if you don't give them more of your hard-earned money through a new tax that they create. And at the end of the day, friends, this is what it's all about. I mean, look to Al Gore, making hundreds of millions off of greenwashing. Look to his net worth, $300 million. I mean, the man has a home in Nashville, Tennessee, 20-room home in Santa Barbara, California, 6 fireplaces and 9 bathrooms, San Francisco, California, an apartment in St. Regis. He has his own private jet. And this all being funded through a nonprofit called the Climate Reality Project. And his notable quote, friends, was this: I wish that I had been wrong. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. He is wrong. Stephen Colbert said, I believe
he's a
in
pedophile,
global warming
by the way.
After Al Gore's movie made money. The market has spoken. What is it about? It's about his money. He's fear-mongering. Read what Al Gore has said. Future generations may well have occasions to ask themselves, what were our parents thinking? Why didn't they wake up when they had a chance? We have to hear that question from them now. He goes on, I know that we're capable of that. Our way of life is at stake. Our grandchildren are at stake. The future of civilization is at stake.
See, this
now,
is always emergency.
Friends, William Pitt the Younger rightly stated, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. This is where everything concerning this fraudulent criminal advocation of global warming comes to a sudden stop.
You're obviously addressing something that you're very seriously.
Okay, I want to hold this over, folks, because you need to see this next on hour two, which is up and coming after this hard break. You have to see how ridiculous this all is. This whole little what do I want to say? I don't want to say it's an exposition. But the way this congressman goes after this one that was pushing for global climate change, the way he put her in her spot with facts from the past is something I've never seen before. It couldn't have been done any better than the way that this congressman did it. I'm going to hold over for the second hour so you can see that. I did not plan this. This is just how it rolled out. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to play that audio video for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. By the way, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.